Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. To add a little bit of flair or zest to your blog or website, consider creating a header image. A header image is simply the graphic that you place in the top corner of your webpage. Most WordPress themes support header images, and they look more professional and more eye-catching than the default plain text. So what would you include in a header image? Take a look at mine at my website, dreamplaywright.com. I like to keep things simple, so I say all you need is your picture, the name of your website, and a tagline. And as an author, you may not even want or need a tagline. But a header image is not a logo. A logo is more of a symbol, and it's something you probably won't need, because in a way, your picture is your logo. Just like the Toyota logo is easily identifiable when you see it on the grill of a car, if you use the same picture for a long period of time, your followers and regular readers will start to recognize you anywhere. So I use the same picture on all my websites. You'll see my same pose on my WordPress.com blog, my self-hosted website, my Pinterest page, and my Twitter page. That way, no matter where you stumble across me on the web, you'll know it's me, and you'll know what to expect. So that's all part of how to brand yourself online. But how would you go about physically creating your header image? Depending on your graphic design ability, your header can be as simple or as ornate as you like. I don't consider myself much of an artist at all, and I couldn't begin to explain the rules of design to you, but what I do have is an eye for what looks good. If someone presents me with a design, I can pretty much give it a yay or nay, with my only explanation being, it looks good. So if I'm on my own, I usually have to experiment with several different designs before one of them looks presentable. And I tend towards simplicity, both because I'm something of a minimalist and because of my limited artistic skills. But modern-day software makes design much easier. The three free programs I use are GIMP, Inkscape, and Microsoft Paint. You can find the download links for these programs in the resources section of this episode, but each of these programs has its limitations. Well, GIMP is pretty full-featured, but the only drawback is that it's not incredibly intuitive, and there's a pretty steep learning curve. It's actually a very powerful program, but my brain is simply not wired the same way as the folks who design the software, that's for sure. So I find that Inkscape is great for moving elements around the canvas, resizing text, and adding effects. Paint can be used for very basic functions. For example, if I have a screenshot and I want to call attention to a certain area of it, I can draw a red circle on the image very easily using the circle tool. It takes 5 seconds. I also use Paint for quickly cropping images. And as I said, GIMP can do all of this, but I find that some of the more basic functions are just more easily accessible in the other programs. When I set out to create the Dream Play Right graphic, I had a few ideas. I wanted to use some kind of old typewriter font, so I experimented with the Courier New font, as well as a couple others that were similar. But none of those had that old-fashioned vibe, so I searched and found some images of certain letters that looked just as they do now in the header. I had to crop some of them out from the white background they were on, but that was easy with Microsoft Paint. I saved each letter as an individual PNG image, which is a very popular file format for digital images. Then I loaded them all into Inkscape and arranged them side by side to spell Dream Play Right. And of course, I made sure some of the letters were a little higher, some were a little lower, which gave it a more antiquated look. I knew I wanted my picture to be to the left of the website name. Again, I was keeping it simple. Picture, website name, tagline. But when I placed my picture on the screen, it looked slightly generic. So I tilted it to the left a little bit, and that gave it just the right amount of oomph. I wrote my tagline and placed it under the website name, using the Verdana font and a brick red color, and voila, all the elements were there. I had to do a few minutes of resizing, respacing, and making slight adjustments here and there, but in the end, I think it turned out pretty good. And I think it's worth noting that I use Verdana font and that same brick red color wherever I can on my website and on my other pages. All this to say that if I can do it, you can do it. It doesn't have to be fancy, and it doesn't have to cost a penny. Just make sure you include the three essential elements: picture, website name, and tagline. Make sure it's readable, understandable, and doesn't use colors that are hard on the eyes. Stick to one or two fonts, and make sure the colors match and complement each other well. I'm excited to see what you come up with. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywrite.com/authors, dreamplaywrite.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.